Through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all of the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Hello, we are all on the air with Bridging Wisdom tonight. I am Kathy Cook, also known as Bright Lights Pathfinders. I would like to give a recognition to the previous song that you heard in the opening, the 23rd Psalms. Many of you realize that I've been broadcasting about the 23rd Psalm for a couple of weeks now. Well, this, excuse my out of breath, but just bear with me. Steve Horchak wrote that and produced that song. He didn't write it because it's in the Bible, but he produced that song. He went to school with me back in 73, and he's also, I call him Chip, but he is the most profound musician I have ever come across. He touches my soul deeply. This has been a very tremendous, heartfelt May Day Play Day, as they used to call it, where my two brothers went to private school at Charlotte Latin School. They were the first of Charlotte Latin School, and they had every year May Day Play Day. I want us to all look at what May 1st recognizes. For many people, I am not a religious person. I am a very humbled person due to the fact that I respect highly all religions, because if one wants to be in a religion, to me that is a controlled environment. I choose to believe in shamanism, paganism. I'd use some very earthly ways. I am a strong, devout Christian. I will not falter from that. I understand and read a lot of the Jewish cultures and ways. I study it all in my heart. I don't read much on the internet because I don't want to be thrown as plagiarism. But I do. I don't watch the TV. And I also have realized that a lot of the internet activities that are written, are not authentic anymore. They have been watered down. Our food has been watered down to what we need to understand and study. So I go back to my school books a lot of times. I go back, way back to my heart center. And as long as I can center myself and get really quiet, I can understand the message that lies ahead. Now, everything to me, as Michael and I have shared many times on this broadcast, that everything is a symbol. There are symbols in every way, shape, and form. You get so high in the octaves that you can actually, when you're connected to the right channel. Remember back in the day, many years ago, when I started broadcasting, I said that to be able to get on this path, one has to work themselves like a fine-tuned radio dial. Back in the day, think of old Elvis Presley. Think of him giving his mom that pink Cadillac. Remember those old-fashioned radio dials in the car? Remember how you had to get them just so the older group of people, you know, the baby boomers, the old hippie Woodstock people like me, ones that burned the bras and had panty raids. That's my era. I'm 55, and I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. Today's date, let me archive that. This is May the 3rd, 2011. We're on Station 1 at bbsradio.com. And I want to share with you guys the reason and meaning that I got, and I have broadcast this many times before. I heard some broadcastings last night that really, you know, hurt my soul, because so many people do not understand the message that they put out there. And people take heed on that. You know, we have to really pay attention to what we speak, how we speak it, what we do, how we do it, where we go, how we present ourselves, and follow up with an action plan of what we, what did we gain out of it. So please excuse all calls, Seth, if you don't mind. Thank you. I'm sorry, active listening audience, I've got a message to put out there. And as you well know, that I usually lecture, I do not take calls. I don't do intuitive consultations or readings. But thank you anyway for the call. I really appreciate it. Today, let's go back to May 1st, 2011, okay? I want you to realize that that's bell time. That is a very significant time of the year. It's the shortest day of the year, okay? The shortest day of the year, that's day before yesterday. Now, I believe that things come in threes, and it takes me 3 days to evolve into a message or such situation that's underway. So this is the third day, so I'm pretty much on key here. So I told, with Michael was on, Michael Goger was on the show with me, and I told him, I said, May 23rd just keeps coming into mind, and May 5th, May 1st, and we tried to figure it out then. Well, let me tell you guys, May is the 5th, right? Okay, look at this. That's a 5, okay? And today is the 3rd, right? And then it's 2011. So we're kind of somewhere in between right now, somewhere in between. We're bridging the gap. We are bridging a gap. Understand, I did not realize when I was told in spirit that this show would go from Bright Lights Pathfinders to Bridging Wisdom, the meaning of this. But the seven swans, do you remember the story that I wrote about the tree of knowledge, the knowledge tree back in the day? I would have to pull it up. But I said the seven, one of seven would change the guards. And, you know, I don't even remember. But I'm sorry, let me get back on track. But that has to do with it. See, I connect dots to everything. So, but the seven swans. Now, that is symbolic meaning for me for New Year's. It was heavy for New Year's because that swan represents a lot for me. So we're the light, between the light and dark, okay? And we are actually the, if you think about it, the soul of man. What have I always said? But the soul is man from creation of God, created us in one image, and that was his soul. So what the Beltan is it's actually the balancing, it's renewing, and what happens is the seven swans, which surround Orion, okay? Orion. Now, Orion is the North Star, which is the brightest light. Twinkle, twinkle, little star at the tip of the Big Dipper. Now, two times a year, we're blessed, if you believe in magic, if you believe in magic, okay. The shapeshift comes only twice a year. Now, I'm a shaman, so I believe heavily in shapeshifting because I just do. I have many profound videos and archives that I could prove that. But the reason that May the 1st is so important is because that is in honor of the cosmic light. What is that? It's equal, evenly yoked. It's the cosmic yoke. It's the cosmic yoke, y'all. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? There you have your answer. What happens? The egg, because it's the yolk. It's the yolk of the matter. What's the cosmic egg? What is the cosmic egg? All these years you've been wondering. I'm just unfolding this too, so bear with me. I do not prepare for my shows. It takes the flavor out of my food's concoction, my food for thought in my heart. I listen with my heart, not my mind. Then once again, on 10/31, the sowing comes, and that is, I mean, October the 31st, excuse me. I am so sorry. I'm busting with energy here, so bear with me. But I want to tell you guys, active listening audience, back in the 18th century, now let's listen to this, point, note, blank, listen to this message. Back in the 18th century, there was this man, I'm not going to mention his name, but he wrote most about the paganism and the Wiccan ways. And he believed, we believe that he made a mistake about the Celtic, the myth of the Samhain, because he believed that it was a celebration of the dead, okay, right? The celebration of the dead, Halloween. Ooh, oh, don't celebrate Halloween, you Christian people. Please, come on, it's the celebration of the harvest of the fall. Okay, well, this guy, this 18th century dude, he miswrote. He wrote in there that it was the celebration that their god dies. But what it was the celebration of the death of souls, that they rise, dies, rise. See the mistake right there? It was a little teeny mistake. I mean, people, if you own the program, if you own the plan, Orion, the 1111, this is the year. What happened? We are celebrating this month, this time, until October 31st, okay? This door is open. I am pushing the red button. I am pushing it for alert, red alert. This is Mayday, Mayday, help, help, help. We are opening. They are opening an understanding for us to be in the soul of man, bringing down blessings. What, I'm going to give you a little story, and I've told this several times before, but I'm still unraveling the 1111, which I get, which is a meaning, but I'm connecting the dots. My daughter, my friend, Jamie, High Five 11 Goddess, at the Seneca Reservation with Bridget, I was looking up at the stars one night. I'm going to go back to the Seneca Reservation. And had this huge teaching lodge. It was 12-sided, and it was full of women. You had to be invited to get in there. Anyway, I was outside with Bridget and Mary Jo, and we were looking up at the sky singing, twinkle, twinkle, little star. And then we were going A, B, C, D, E, F, G, which are your words, your alphabets, which form your words that speak out, which is what you think, so it shall be, but what is spoken, it will evolve back into thee. Okay, so twinkle, twinkle, what do we wish upon but twinkle, twinkle, little star, right? Is it the brightest star? Is it wanting to give us good wishes and well wishes? Is it not Orion? Yes. Okay. Is Orion the one that guided the wise men to Jesus? To Jesus. Right? Okay, let's think about that a minute. What's at the cup of the Big Dipper? One of my stories that I've written with my mother, that's where the land of forget-me-nots live. And I spell it K-N-O-T-S because it's a knot. It's where all the animals go when they die. And they sprinkle the dream dust on the land of the living. And it's already copywritten. It's in press now, this book that I've written. And anyway, what I want to share with you guys is that we forget our purpose here on earth. We forget. We run around just like spilt milk. What happens when you spill milk when you're a kid or whatever, haphazardly? You didn't do it on purpose, right? What is our purpose? Because without our purpose, what happens in my story, I'm going to give you a little rundown. It's a child's book as well as an adult book. But the animals, I'm not going to tell you the secret of the whole story, but the meanness virus comes and then they get maniacs and all this stuff goes on. But the man goes without the moon, the star without the bright, the sun without the shine, the rain without the bow. Everything starts going backwards. Everything misses its part, its evenly yoked part, because they forgot its purpose. They got their dream dust to sprinkle on the land of the living, which is our animals that live our house when they die. And they come down and they're the ones that give us our good dreams. You ever see those little gold flicks that are on a person's face or something? It looks like a little piece of glitter. Well, they have been visited by one of the animals that have passed. An animal, could be a bird, whatever. But I'm not going to tell you the whole story because I'm just not. You'll have to wait till the book comes out. But anyway, the golden opportunity to the silver lining of the clouds, silver and gold, the star, the brightest star, the bright lights, pathfinder's way. I'm giving you the path to find your way. Orion is wanting to be healed. Here's what happened to Orion. Once upon a time, back in the day, Mother Nature asked Orion to go out there into the world and hunt down all these rabbits. They started out with a few rabbits here and there, which is what? Comma. Going down into the rabbit hole, Alice in Wonderland. Comma. What happened in the Matrix? Comma. He had to, the rabbit, comma. That's when he knew to take the red pill or the blue pill, comma. Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. What happens with a rabbit? A rabbit maybe will win the race first against the tortoise, which is the turtle. However, the turtle goes slow, is patient, and stays in the same direction. Does not bounce all over the place to get to the end first to have a look at me, look at me, look at me. So anyway, what happens also, rabbits multiply in billions, right? Follow my story. I had to light a cigarette. Now follow my story. I'm going to stop in between to tell you what each thing means. The rabbit is a very, very great symbol to have as an animal totem if it comes into your life, because it teaches us to multiply. Go out. God gave us two gifts when he created us, the soul is man. He breathed into our bodies with his breath of his nostrils. And then he gave us the gift to reproduce, to go out and multiply, make many nations. That's why the rabbit's important, okay? Now, the tortoise or the turtle, if you think about this, back in the Navajo, when they were the code break, you know, they gave the code for the war. And I call Nashaka, Shanoia. When I'm going into my thing, my ritual, my ceremony, my, you know, blessings, because I'm doing Native American. I am not doing witchcraft. I don't do witchcraft, though I know all about witchcraft. I was prepped in it till 13 years old. I know right from wrong. This is ceremonial, ritual, shamanic healing. I have, my mission here is to get the message out there, bridge this wisdom and bridge the souls and heal Orion. Heal Mother Nature. Heal this universe. Heal the way I can find it possible to get this message out there. I cannot stress it enough to people. Listen. If you're going to put the message out there that you listen with your heart by God and use discernment, freaking listen with your heart. Now, the turtle, the replica of the turtle, the back of the turtle on the shell, it has hexagons all over it. How many? I'm not going to tell you. Look that up. You do your research yourself because people like to do research. But what also is the significant matter is the sunflower. The sunflower has the same significant hexagons in the center of it, which are the seeds that multiply, which is what our sun is very sick, right? It's plasma sick. But the sunflower, what's the last picture I drew that everybody knows about that's very famous? The sunflower, which was the 21st of June, which is the celebration of summer solstice. What else? The sea, the sand dollar. What's the problem with this world? The dollar, right? The dollar, the almighty dollar. Okay, and what happened? The sea. The sea got all screwed up because what? The Gulf War, and it busted open the bottom of the sea earth. And we, where no man should have gone, where I said over and over for billions of years that I've been here on earth, up to 100 million thousand. I don't know. I color things slightly different and slightly prettier when I want to get something Scandinaviously, usually pushed into a point out there. But that's when the Earth's core busted open and the oil spill. And what is that? The sand dollar. What's inside the sand dollar? What's the meat of the sand dollar? Five doves. Okay, you got that so far? Follow my trail. I'm leaving little cookies everywhere because I'm Kathy Cook and I'm the master cookie cook. And I'm also the cat, which I am the master cat, which is the master mother of the Eye of the Tiger, which I want you to listen to this story. I'm not going to go into all that symbolic stuff right now. I just know I need to have you Listen, I feel like I want to just scream this message out. The sand dollar, the almighty dollar, God made everything for a significant purpose, symbols and many symbols. The sand dollar has the same hexagon shapes on the back of it as the sunflower, the turtle, which the turtle has the turtle doves inside the sand dollar. Connect the dots, y'all. I'm not going to spill out everything because you know what? It'll just spread all over and get all screwed up out there. It'll just get all screwed up. Maybe I need to make a lesson book or something. Yep. Maybe, you know, like a 1, 2, 3 ABC, outline it. Then, you know, use it. I don't know. But you open up the sand dollar and the starfish. Okay. The starfish has the same hexagons on it as the sand dollar, the turtle, the what? What is the turtle representation of? What does the main turtle have? I need to go get my turtle. Y'all, I'm going to be talking to you because I made one in class. And I wrote on the back of it exactly what each part of it meant. Okay, so I'm coming over here to get it. If I can find it. Here it is. It's on the altar. Excuse me, y'all. I'm sorry, guys. My dog had to go out and pee. My alarm was set. I was in for the night. But I've got my turtle. Everything's for a reason, so there's my reason. This house is jam-packed tight with security. Okay. We're going to go back to what the turtle represents. The turtle energy equals the sand, okay? Think about it. Every single piece of sand represents the people on this earth. However many pieces of sand or grains of sand there is on this earth that have washed up to sea is how many people it represents. That's the environment. It's going to come full circle. I wrote this, made this piece back in 97. It was my 168th credit hour at CPCC, and I had a 3.9 average. Okay, so I had to make a circle, a sphere, and then I had to make a hexagon, and then I had to use an oval. I had to use a straight piece of line. I had to use a triangle. I had to use every piece in order to tell a story. And I made a circle where it represented the earth. I then put a box around it and opened it up. Then I put an egg, like for the oval. Then I made a turtle for the box coming out of the turtle. Then I made the triangles for its feet, and it became a turtle being birthed into the egg, out of the egg. And so here we go. The energy is the sand. The sand is the birth of in the environmental that is coming full circle. The egg is evenly yoked, which is bell time. The birth that is hatched within the self-awareness, okay? The sand turtle, you know, the sea turtle, is shell is protection. That's the first day that God moved over the vast. Okay, what'd he do? He separated the heavens from the earth, creating the sea from the void. The void. What is happening? This world is going to have an ending by a void, correct? Why? Because the void was the first place God created. Out of the void was the sea. We've got to heal our sea. People, it's not about raising the octaves higher to heal what? It's to heal the freaking sea. You got that, and the hatching is the evenly yoked, and making the heavens and the earth, thus the sea turtle evolved. Okay, now, it's better to move slow. I got on the track with the daggum rabbit, so that's why I started hatching all over the place with the daggum rabbit. I started jumping all over the place with thinking I was bouncing. You know, so I've got to be my turtle constantly. Now, inside of the sand dollar, let's go back to the sand dollar, there's five doves. What happened? When God could not take it anymore from worshiping false gods. And back in the, you know, after I told you the story of Adam, and I mean, not Adam, but Adam's like the apple with the Macintosh computer, you know, anyway, I'm not going there. But remember I told you about Abraham and how his wife Sarah couldn't have babies, so he had one by Sarah's maid. And she couldn't bear with that anymore, so they sent him off and told him to make a new nation with his mother. And then he had Isaac. And God told him to test his faith. And they waited till almost 200 years. They lived that old back then. And he said, you take him up and you give him, put him on an altar and you sacrifice him for me. And right when he was getting ready to slash his head off, God stopped him. Because he wanted to test him and see if he was that severely dedicated. So what happens when we die is we go into Abraham's bosom. You know, he holds us and we get to, after we've gone through the test, the walk of this life. Where I want to go with this is I want to go back to Noah and the ark. Now, the first covenant God gave us is the rainbow because he had to destroy the world. He warned, just like I hear all these messages, I'm warning you guys. I hear the knowing. I'm telling you what I'm being told. I'm not going to put no more, no less in there, but I've got scattered pieces of the puzzle all over the place. Maybe so it won't be repeated properly, improperly. I don't know. Maybe that's why I did that. I don't question. Everything is exactly as it should be in my world. All is well. So we're going to stop there, put a period. We're going to turn the page and open up a clean page. Let's open up a clean page in my broadcast right now. It's 8:28. Open the gate. 44 seconds. Open the gate. We're going to open the gate. 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. 8:88. Open. Open the gate. The gateway to understanding the purpose that we are here. That the wishes that we have had on Orion, the wishes that Twinkle holds, the North Star that guides us all over the brightest light, to the Pathfinder's way. I want you to think about something. When God destroyed the earth with the flood, why did he do it? People were having orgies. People were having, you know, friggin' making gold and worshiping, you know, false gods. And finally, Moses went up to the mountain. He was trying to get him across. He parted the sea. I don't know if y'all know the story or not. I'm not going to even start the story because then I'll bounce off to that. But anyway, when Noah took 2x2, everything 2x2, so because it was evenly yoked. And he took 2 of each thing, like 2 of each animal, 2 of each type person, two of everything. Built this huge ark. It took him, 40 years and 40 nights. They had this flood. Flood through, destroyed the entire world. So he took a dove. God told him to take one of the turtle doves and let it go. And if it comes back with something green, then there is land that the ark could land on. But the first dove didn't come back. So it was in there 40 days and 40 nights. 40 days and 40 nights. Finally, he let off the second dove. It came back with a little olive branch. Came back to Noah with a little olive branch. So he knew there was light and there was land. What do we use olive oil for? To dress candles, I've heard. Okay, what is the strongest magic you can have is a candle. I don't know how to do candle magic, but what do we wish on with the birthday candle? With light, we wish, blow out the candle. Well, I do know that I've seen on YouTube that if you light a candle, okay, y'all try this experiment. Light a candle, have it burn a little bit, then take your lighter or your Bic or, whatever, not another candle, but your lighter or your Bic or your match. As soon as you blow that candle out, that wick out, strike that match or that lighter immediately and hold it over the flame. You can hold it a good arm's length away up where the flame was over the wick. It will light back up. It will expel down into that candle wick and light back up. Why? Because of the little tiny wax particles that are floating around. Wax and magic of the candle. That's why I won't go there. I will not learn it. I don't want to know. I'll wish a birthday candle or I'll light my pretty little candles for an altar. But they're pretty little candles and they smell really good and they look good and I like them. And that's why, because I light up my world with a candle. One light will light the next person, which will light the next person, which will light the next person. We will never be extinguished from light. I don't know any black magic to have them get my candles ready. I don't know any of that stuff. And I don't care to know it because I don't want to trash my mind up with that stuff in my body, my spirit, my mind, my soul. Why would I want to hurt somebody if I didn't want to be hurt myself? But where I'm going with this whole situation is some people, places and things take things differently because of the cultures or the way that they've learned words or who knows why. Who knows why? But the thing is that it doesn't really matter. Because what matters is where we're going. One person, yourself, is going after this world after you leave this world. Now, what happened was God, going back to the Noah and the Ark after the olive branch and dressing the candles and all that stuff, that could explode the whole world. The world could explode and it bust open with candle wicked magic. I kid you not, it could destroy this world with somebody, anybody that has enough power and knowledge to know about candle magic. That's how dangerous candle magic is with the olive oil, because the olive branch brought the olive branch back to Noah's Ark. Listen up, tune into this part, because the peace of the turtle dove. The turtle dove is for peace. What is God going to do? What does it say in the Bible? God gave Satan rule over this earth. He threw Lucifer out of the world, of the angels, because he was boasting just like Orion did. And he repeated the first thing. When he was made, he repeated the second time. Well, this is the third time round, Orion. Third time. You don't have any more. This is May 3rd. This is a chance of a lifetime. You're on the fine line. Open the doors. Open. Let's think that there's Orion, Lucifer, Satan out there. That knows all the candle magic. Blah, blah, blah. Let's think of that. Put it out there. Period. Now, what I want you guys to listen to is this part. This is a very special, important part. God said to Satan, Orion, Lucifer, whatever you want to call him, I will give you rule over earth, but you will be blind. You will not be able to see. You won't see things clearly. You won't know. You'll have to, you're the father of lies, because he was lying. He called him a liar because he was going to harm Mother Nature's creatures. So she sent scorpion to burn, sting him on the ankle. But what happened was Zeus was so hurt and distressed over his daughter, which was her lover. Orion was Zeus's daughter. I'm not going to tell you which one. You do your own homework. Instead of casting him into Hades, which is the pits of the ocean. You see the ironic. Do you see this right here, people? Where does Hades with the pitchfork? In the bottom of the ocean. Pandora's box. Right? Right? He hung Orion in the highest, brightest light in the star. The top. And then he surrounded Orion with the seven swans. The seven sisters. Orion's belt. The dogs, the seven dogs of transmutation, whatever, the hunter. What the hunter hunts, the hunter will be hunted. The hunter belt. Whatever y'all want to call that situation. Now, Orion's very upset up there because nobody is taking heed to what he is, the bright. He did not mean it. He was taken wrong. He was boasting, though. He boasted about how great he was. He boasted about how wonderful he was. He was prideful instead of humbling, being proud. He was prideful. His ego was cocky and arrogant and boastful. And he spoke, I feel so great of my accomplishment of killing all the rabbits for Mother Nature, Mother Earth, our womb, that I could kill any creature and all creatures on the face of this earth. Cocky, cocky, cocky! Arrogant cockiness! But he didn't mean it. He meant he was that great, that most profoundness, which he, of course, was the best hunter in the universe. Because that was the gift God made him. And he perfected it and studied it and studied it and perfected it till he was just the best. Now, one of Aphrodite, which is the goddess of Venus, goddess of love, one of her children was what? Cupid? She had twins? Now, I'm not going to tell you anymore. Y'all study that part again by yourself. Okay. Now, here's the connection. God Almighty, to this day, comes down on an olive branch. This day, he is here today because he was going to put his foot on the earth like a footstool. But what happened? He washed his feet with olive oil. He was to come down on an olive branch. It says so in the Bible. Place his heel on the footstool of this earth. But the heel is what? You can heal to be still. You can heal to get a horse to go in. You can heal any kind of way. But what is it? What's the proper thing? Just like, I feel so great. I could kill anything on the face of this earth. I'm that great of a hunter. But what does heal mean? Reverence. Reverence. Heal. Take it which way you want. You've got the opportunity. The door's open. Which door? How you gonna walk in that door to heal this earth, y'all? I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you and you and you. I'm gonna say, wash each other's feet. Humble each other. Take care of each other's feet. Because our feet are our pathfinder's way to healing Orion. Because Orion is very disturbed. He's very upset because he has not been. He holds all our wishes from the candle. Birthday wishes. Every wish you put on Twinkle since you were born, this man holds. And he holds it. How do you want him to place your wish? Do you remember your purpose? Do you remember your twinkle, twinkle, little star? Do you remember your words? Do you remember A, B, C, D, E, F, G? Do you remember your communication? Do you remember what you say, speak, say, and do about people? It comes back to you 10,000 fold. Do you remember about karma? Do you remember that karma pays with an overbite? Now I ask you to forgive yourself. Wipe it clean. Turn the page. Get the freaking ego out of the way. Get it out of the way. Dadgummit. It's time to realize that Orion is at the mercy. Orion's at the mercy. And he could blow this universe to kingdom come. But he also could heal this earth. He could heal it. Because he could use his heel that God put on him. With humbleness of the oil of the olive branch and take heed to it with reverence. It's up to you people. How do you want to spend eternity? Where do you want to go? Who's going to look at you after you die? Are you going to feel it? Are you going to see it? Get a grip, people. This power shit's bullshit. This is a red alert. And I'm sorry I'm screaming and hollering, busting my ass right now. But by God, I don't go anywhere. I sit in front of this freaking computer and I work my ass off for you. Because I care. I'm a healer. I'm a shaman. I walk my walk. I talk my talk. I speak my truth. And I stand firm in believing in the Almighty God Almighty that I will not falter. And I'd be dadgum if I'm going to stand here anymore and have somebody, peons, that cannot get a life, focus on me and try to ruin my damn name any longer. Because I don't really care. I care about you. I care about not do. I am sick of it. It's making me regurgitate the evil right now for each one of you. I want to hold you in my arms. I love you. I love you. And I love Orion. And he wants to heal this world with his power to give another chance. Won't you give Orion the honor, the 1111, the 1111 that he is? The bridging. Let's bridge the evenly yoke. Let's understand that witchcraft has gotten a bad rap, guys. A man made a mistake in the 18th friggin' century. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Die, lie. What happened? Celebrating the dead for them to rise. What? Say it again. The soul of death on October 31st. What's it called? It's pronounced, let me get my glasses because I got it written down how you can pronounce it. S-O-W-I-N. Sowin. It's spelled S-A-H-V-A-N. That's another way to pronounce it. S-A-H-V-A-N. Now, I get this information right here so I can simplify it to you guys at www.sacred, S-A-C-R-E-D, text with an S, T-E-X-T-S .com. They have got a library, I kid you not, of any and all and every and all things that you ever wish to know. But utilize it and use it properly, guys. I'm handing you over the secret Book of Shadows, along with everything from Christianity to it all. They keep it very, very, very organized. That's the Dewey Decimal System. And I do not plagiarism. Now, some people are sticklers for plagiarism. I didn't even know what plagiarism was. But when I went to college, I went for fun because I love to learn. I didn't go to be, look at me. I've got all this degree shit. I went because my kids were in school. I love my kids so much, I said I'll go to school while they're in school. Why not? I'm going to carry books too, and I'm going to go to school too. That's why I went to school, because of the love of learning. But in school, when we studied, you could not. We didn't have computers back then, but I did take computer classes because Ronnie Frog of Birdman, he and I, my honey bunny, came from New York, New Jersey area, seven earrings in his ear. He's my coming out of the forest, the million mile journey story that I told a couple years ago. He had a bird named Buddha Buddha Buddha. He studied Scientology and it just really tore me up. But anyway, make a long story short, he's passed. He died and he said, we'll come out of the forest holding hands. But to make it a long story short, I love to say that phrase. I learned. You take and you read the book. Don't read the little short, what are they called, cliff notes. You can read it and cheat, but you're cheating yourself out of the message, out of the lesson. Now, when the student's ready, the teacher will appear. I am here. When you're ready, I'm here. But thus, the teacher becomes the student. Because why? The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart is being acceptable in my sight to my Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer. I don't prepare for my shows, but when I speak something out, I need to learn it too. I have to play the archives to understand what in the world I just said, because the message is that deep. Because what a prophet does, and I am a prophet, and I will hold that honor, and I will hold that label, because I walk my walk, I talk my talk, I speak my truth. You aren't going to find anything dirty on me. You might find me playing something scandalously prettier to get the point across, but you're not going to find any lies or bullshit because I walk my truth. My mother stressed it to me when George Washington, when I had to learn all the presidents, how to learn which one did what. George Washington could not tell why. And you can ask my mother. I am boldly, bold-faced, bluntly, honest to a fault. And people, when they attack me, I usually don't say anything. But when I do, by God, I use their truth, their walk back at them. And it boils them down to a friggin' core, cause people can't stand to see their shadows. But I do not lie. I do not attack. And I am not on the borderline of friggin' terrorism bullshit. Get that wiped off the universe. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. I walk a tightrope. And you're not going to play with me because it doesn't mess with me. And take my meds? I take my meds. I will not lie to you. I've got heart problems. But nobody's going to tell me that I'm whack crazy in the head because, by God, can you put this message out there? Can you feel this shit? I don't think so, unless you're focused on the damn tree. Focus on the tree. In their bathroom, secretly. You focus, and you remember. You remember who I am. You remember who you are. You remember yourself. And remember, no one can get under your skin if you are evolved. No one can bother you, because it just doesn't matter. I was told to write the book back in the 80s. I've got every book known to man on how to write the book and how to get it published and what you do. But today, it's like water under the dam. Dear God, my butt, my back, my back, my back. They're the chicken. But where's their freaking egg? How did they get formed? How did they learn all this shit? How? Who is the teacher? Who do you follow? Follow your heart. Your heart. Study. You gonna study? You study from the masters. Jung. Sigmund Freud. Wilson, Newton, I'm not going to go on through that crap. You find them. What is it? Study the art. Look in between the art lines and the art. Did you know all these years until I had a broadcast back a couple of months ago? I don't know. I'll have to find it and then write it on the archives of PBS. But I'm going to quit going up and blog talk with my archives. I'm going to quit because, damn it, you need to pay for your daggum archives. This is the library. You want to hear what I got to say? You go to my archives and you pay. It's 17 whole freaking daggum dollars for 3 months. Oh my God. And you get an archive library of what? Thousands of teachers on this web, on this bbsradio.com. This blog talk, it's over. What's there is there, but no more. BBS Radio is my home, and I will fight for the honor of this station because it is the bridge. It is the communication waves. It is the number one station that cares with heart. And it is humbling to be a member of this staff and to be a part of this station because this station is the core heart of the healing of this earth, the truth. It'll set you free, by gosh. But you do not mess with my family. You get your own garden. You get your own place. And you play your own games. If you want to play games in your own garden, then go ahead and plant games in there. But keep your garden away from my family's garden. But I keep my garden safe. You keep your garden safe. We all got little gardens and little zens. You put whatever you want in there. But you stay away. Oh my gosh, my truth is boldly, bluntly, honest, and will burn with the fire of the Holy Spirit breath, because I won't hold back. And believe you me, I document everything without question. When God tells me to get it out, I do it. I get that. If he tells me to get up out of a dead sleep, I get up out of a dead sleep. It doesn't matter. If the smoke alarm wants to go off as soon as I go lay down, playing games and things, I use that smoke alarm to give me a signal to go into Michael to heal his heart, to heal his body, to heal his soul, to heal Orion. You're messing up the wrong tree, people. You don't mess with family. You don't mess with love.
because, by God, I am committed. And you won't rock my boat. You can play your little games in the dark shadows. You can do whatever. But you know, I've already died. I have evolved. And I am a master. I am Grandmother Wisdom, as my daughter wrote and called me. And I am speaking right now to you that this is the only chance you're going to have. Now you come together. You link together. Nobody's going to go look at you. It's just like a little kid that got punished and wants to come back and go back outside and play, then it's got to go up to his parents and say sorry. Oh, my God. Suck up, guys. Suck it up and get on with it. You think I give a shit? I've forgiven you. It's wiped and blotted out. There is no more. I don't even remember it. But I tell you what my lesson is. My lesson is do not, Kathy, Tassie, Hill, Cook, do not promote anyone but yourself. Do not, no matter what, because they will get you for plagiarism because you care. Do not do anything for anyone because it's become that stupefied in this universe that people are walking on eggshells because they cracked open their egg before it was properly hatched. It's a yolk, and it's got to be a chicken to cross that road. Y'all never heard me like this, have you? Well, that's just too daggum bad, because I got my mother voice on. I'm the motherboard. Period. I'm that pissed off. Period. I want to wake you up. Period. And this sucking. You know, I'm not doing that anymore. If my God wants me to speak this way, he's speaking through me right now. And his, you think the fire's hot in hell? Well, you ain't touched nothing yet till you touch my fire when I'm on fire with the Holy Spirit. Because by God, you're getting a little taste of it tonight. I want to just close with God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, the creator of all. I ask for this opportunity to sink deep into the meat of the core of each spirit of the soul and the humankind that is responsible for the nature laws and the naturalistic laws that have now become, instead of the naturalistic laws being evolved in their own, changing and shifting this universe, but trying to change the way things are. Lord God Almighty, please, I beg you, have mercy on Orion. Let Orion use the wishes that he's got for all the well wishes. I'm lighting this candle right now in honor of Orion. All the archangels, all the goddess and goddesses that went into the archangels, all the god and goddesses that went into the saints, that passed incarnate into the saints, the Saint Germain, Saint Anne, Saint Gabriel, Saint Michael. I'm not going to go through Aunt Saint Evangeline, Saint Teresa. I pray to you, God Almighty, that they are used in the proper manner to help mankind. I pray, God Almighty, that the colors are utilized, the chakras are utilized, and balanced. I pray to you, God Almighty, that the words of my mouth are heard in the proper channels through opening the people's ears, and may they be able to see, because the eyes are the window to the heart. The eyes are the window to the soul. And you created us and you love us. I pray that they ask forgiveness for themselves. And I pray that they ask forgiveness to others. But if it will harm them, just keep it to themselves. But I pray after that, that they come to you, God, in the silence, quietest place that they can find in the closet and ask your forgiveness. So they realize that you cannot forgive them until they have forgiven themselves and ask for others to forgive them. I pray, Lord God Almighty, for my friend, that I love so much with all my heart. My New Year's man. And I pray that you go within and heal every place of him. That the power and the almighty masterhood that he is in the brightest star, that he is humbled in reverence and realizes that this is an affirmation from God Almighty. This is Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders, Bridging Wisdom, One Wisdom Spoke at a Time, bringing life one octave higher, one broadcast at a time. We are off the air, 10-4.